Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Another episode of Kale's Corner. We like to welcome everyone in. Trees, I don't know, but did it feel like this weekend was longer than you? I really miss Kale's Corner participants this weekend, you know?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm about to steal you, yeah. She said, that little non-enthusiastic, you know what I mean?
It felt extremely long. Like, I couldn't wait for today. Like, I've been waiting for today. Oh, it feels like I've been waiting for today for, like, 10 days.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know what I'm saying? It's like I'm you know, my brother Ted, Lou, 57, Big Boy. You know, everybody, I'm just like, dang. I'm like, dang, man. Let me just call an impromptu show real quick just to get everybody going, you know?
Right.
I hope everyone had a great, great weekend. We had a great sports weekend, I tell you that. We NBA playoffs gave us a little bit of everything from I don't want to say a rumble, but, you know, a little dust up and, you know, teams being put out of the situation. And, you know, there's a whole lot going off this weekend with that NBA playoff. The MLB with, you know, their action, my Nets.
Yeah.
Who did my Nats handle this weekend, T? Who was it again?
Oh, the Pirates. You talking about the Pirates? Who you talking about?
Nah. The opposite
so
of the Mitch.
Oh, my gracious. Oh. Did you go back 4 days, 5 days ago? Since?
Well, the show on the time delay.
I can't help that, bro. We can't go back in the past. We can't do it.
I mean, I understand. I feel where you're coming from. But yeah, we, you know, my Nats did their thing this weekend. We're gonna talk about the latest news and rumors in the NFL. Russell Wilson straight retracting, girl. He done threw up the flag. What? Threw the white flag. Yeah, okay. That's better than Michael Jackson moonwalk. You hear me?
I was like,
oh my goodness, Trees hit it on out. Trees called me and said, Kale, are you listening to Russell Wilson? I mean, this Bama just done retract his whole statement. And I know Debo going to say, you know, get out of my business, leave my team alone, and this and that and everything. But look here. If the man said it, we going to report. Okay. Tell him again, sis. Tell him again.
We are in business.
But no, we want you guys to stick around and enjoy yourself. on this episode of Kale's Corner, and we don't know which subject is going to take us out the park this week, but stay tuned. You'll know when it's coming. You'll hear one or two little, what? I can't believe that. No, she didn't. No, he didn't. Yeah. Kale's Corner. 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back.
That's some of them are off me when we get it from. I told them no, no, it's from creation. I told them no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, hey, yo.
Chris, I know I usually like to go to a different song, but that song, man, whew,
yeah,
I love that
nice
song.
Yeah.
This weekend's NBA playoffs. First, let's do it like professionals, okay? Miss T, would you read out to us where everything is and what's going on, please, ma'am?
I sure will. And we have the Bucks and the Nets tied up with two games apiece. We have the Hawks and the 76ers tied up two games apiece. And the Clippers and the Jazz tied up two games apiece. And, of course, the Nuggets and the Suns, that game was swept last week by the Suns. So everything is tied up right now, basically. Everything is knotted up 2-2.
Well, they say that they say that second round is a harder round, and so far it's proving so. I don't know. I really don't know where to start. Brother Ted, we're going to let Ted come in and start this NBA talk off for us.
Okay. Hey, Ted. Oh, shoot.
Did y'all hear my Michael Jackson impersonation?
I
you know.
Oh, that's what that was. I was about to dial 911.
No, that was a hee. That was a hee.
Oh my goodness!
Y'all say he did the moonwalk, so hey, I just had to come with that because man, dude, you're hitting hard with the music, and y'all hitting hard at the beginning, bro. I feel you, man. And man, hey, the weekend, yeah, like you say, everything is cinnamon. But man, what do you want me to start? What did you ask me again, Kel? What do you want to know, man?
You can start wherever you want to.
NBA, whatever game.
It has gotten harder in the second round. It has been some good games. I'm surprised at how Phoenix swept Denver, but Phoenix is on a mission. You know, Phoenix on a mission, and Chris Paul is letting the people know, hey, I got something to prove to y'all. Y'all think I'm gold and I washed up. Dude, I'm that general point guard, you know?
Right.
So
he's
got something to prove, man. And then the mother series, man, it's just, I'm waiting to see. Game five is I don't know if it's going to be the telling all of any series, but it's going to be interesting, these game fives. So I'm
right.
waiting to see these game fives, you know?
Utah. Okay. Do you feel that not Utah. Jokic is who I want to speak about. Do you think that that was a legitimate foul call and ejection from the game? I mean, because I basically, especially with this Milwaukee, New Jersey, Brooklyn series, I've seen some no calls, and it's like, wow, the ref's going to let them play that way? Seriously? But then right. Jokic, you can tell, number one, joke. Now, it may have been a technical. That's fishy right there. You know, that you could go either way with that. But an ejection as well? I mean, this dude right. Didn't this dude just get named MVP of the league? And you eject him over something yeah. as minute and as simple as that? I mean, these referees, man, and I really, really and truly trust. What?
It's the commentators too, bro. Because it's like they hype them up to do it. You know
but
what I'm saying?
The refs can't hear the commentator. The refs can't hear the commentator.
But see, the refs ain't really calling. It's New Jersey. I mean, it's the bit, whoever they talking to on the phone. They can hear them. They hear them.
Yeah.
Well, for one, I think it should have been a tech, but I don't think he should have been ejected. I mean, because he did follow through, but he didn't have no fist, and he didn't try to hit him in the face. He was going for the ball, and just because
right.
the fact that his arm is like a branch, you know, it just followed through and just did it. It was you know, one to tech, but not an ejection, not a two an ejection, especially he fighting for his life. He was just named the MVP, and his team then gave up on him, so he was. You know, just doing all he can. He's frustrated, true enough, but come on, man. let the man play out, man. This is the last game of the season, pretty much, and he was just fighting. He didn't try to hurt dude like that, you know. He wasn't going for his face. He was going for the ball. And it just so happened his forearm and then part of his bicep hit him, you know. So he didn't have no closed fist or nothing like that. So... Why didn't Giannis get a technical when
yeah.
Kevin Durant? I mean, when Kyrie came down on his foot, Giannis stuck his foot in his path for coming down. He had already made the layup. Giannis, you coming from out of nowhere? You didn't have no reason to step your foot in his way. That's equivalent to a jump shooter, but that's even more egregious because you got jump shooters that be fading away. He's going up and coming straight down, and you stuck your foot under his landing pad, and then looked, and then kept on trotting. Come on, man.
So hold on. Let me see if I'm hearing you correct. You saying that maybe Giannis' intentions weren't. Solely honorable that Giannis actually stuck his foot out there to hurt Kyrie. Is that what you think? That's what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying this. For one, he should have got a check on that. And for one, I don't
right.
know his true intentions as far as his egregiousness, but he knew what he was doing. Okay. He knew what he was doing. He knew the possibility of hurting that guy. Okay, and like I say, he didn't have no reason to go up under to where Kyrie was landing because he was actually trying to get the rebound coming out the basket. The ball had went in. Kyrie was coming
right.
down. So why you want to step right. in that man's path? So, I don't know what's in his mind, but what I'm seeing, bro, I'm putting two together, two and two, and I'm reading between lines, and I'm looking at, hey, and like I say, where he looked, he just looked like, hey, sorry. It kept on trotting. He didn't do like that. Aiden, you know, like when Aiden knocked over Joker, Aiden wanted to look like he wanted to go pick him up. I'm like, nigga, I'm like, boy, get your stuff down the court, man. Don't worry about him. You know?
Yeah.
Get a lane.
Uh-huh.
You know? And Aiden looked
right.
like he wanted to help him twice in the series. But Giannis, he just looked at a man and had a look, man, and just kept on trotting, man. And nothing. Then afterwards, when Kyrie went in, I don't know if they showed him, but I don't know if he said, hey, "Man, my bad, I'm sorry." You know, I don't remember seeing that. So he might have had, but I didn't see it. So, but it just shows, like you say, how. Oh,
I don't think
again?
It was intentional. I just didn't see it that. I mean, I didn't see it that way. It could have been that way. I didn't see it that way. I just felt like he was waiting for. I mean, you know, the ball went up. Everybody go in the paint.
he stood there. The ball went up, and he just stood there. He never moved. He just never moved. It was like, that's why they didn't call a foul on him, because he never moved. He just stood
But he moved. But he put his foot in Kyrie's path for coming down.
His feet was already there. He can't anticipate where he's going to come down at. His feet was already there.
But hold up. Hold up, Tree.
That's like a jump shooter.
If somebody is in the air, how do I know he's going to come down in this exact spot where I'm standing?
Because
Let me explain this. Your argument would make sense. Your argument would make sense if Giannis was the type of player who goes for rebounds. Giannis doesn't. He doesn't go down in the paint for rebounds.
But he was. But listen, he was already there. He was.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He.
To come out of the
bank. He was not.
He was
not.
He
was not.
No, no.
He came from out the corner.
Oh my God.
He came from the corner.
I'm looking right at it. I'm looking right at it.
Oh wow! You ain't looking good, then.
Hold tight. Let's bring my man Lou in. Lou.
Yes. I'm here.
How are you, buddy? How are you? Happy Tuesday. On that play, do you think that Giannis should have been assessed a foul at least for placing his foot in the landing area of Kyrie Irving?
Well, it depends on the foul. Are we talking like a flagrant one or a flagrant two?
I wouldn't say a flagrant, but what do you think?
I think maybe, well, Giannis can be a sneaky player. I think maybe he should have got maybe a technical foul, but nothing more than that.
Okay.
Thank you. We asked.
But you don't want to hear nobody else rebuttal, because you're saying that how can Giannis determine what Kyrie coming down this and that? And I'm trying to tell you, because I'm saying, you said, you already said it, you had to explain. What I'm saying
you
is, it's equivalent. Hold on.
Let me finish. You told me the whole spiel. I let you say everything you needed to say, and the only thing I did was rebuff to what you said. That's all.
What I'm saying is, it's equivalent to a jump shot. When a person's taking a jump shot, okay, they take the jump shot, and if a person going up with them, and then they land in their space, they getting called a foul on that, okay? And then you got jump shooters that be fading away. Okay, Kyrie, what I'm saying, he wasn't fading. He was made the basket layup. He was again. He's not like he's coming straight down. There ain't too many places where he can come down on a layup.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying.
You got it.
I ain't gotta have it, baby. So it don't mean nothing to me like that. I'm good, but I'm just I'm good. That's all I'm saying.
57. What's happening, 57? Did you catch that play?
I still don't agree with that, but
yeah,
I said okay.
Play. I caught
and
the
what
play.
Do you
I don't
think?
Think
what do you think?
I think it was a foul. I don't think it should have been a flagrant or anything like that. But in the NBA, when you go up for your jump shot, you're supposed to have enough space to come down safely. And if they judge it on your trajectory on how you're going to come down, if his foot is there, if he took a jump shot and he came straight down and his foot was in the space that he had just left, that's a foul.
Right.
Plain and simple. That's a foul. If he stuck it in there as he was coming down, that's a flagrant.
That is what happened. That is what happened. Kyrie jumped, made the shot, was coming. There wasn't even a rebound to be had, okay? And as Kyrie is coming down, Antetokounmpo stuck his foot underneath of him. That's why some people are saying, yes, that is a flagrant. Me personally, I would have been happy with at least just a foul because, like you stated, You have to get a guy space to land. We've seen this on several occasions in the NBA when guys aren't allowed to land. And as said, point was made, is usually on the three-pointer when guys are fading that they call that foul. But it should have been called on Antetokounmpo as well. It should have, in my book.
Nope.
Now, I say this.
Mind, Trish, you say he should get a foul or he should. I didn't say a technical. I just said a foul. But 15 minutes ago, you said he should get a foul, but you don't believe he should get a flagrant foul. So which one is it?
Who are you talking to? Me?
You.
I didn't say nothing. That was Kale talking. I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
But you said you don't. Forget it. Okay. Anyway.
I don't think it was worth a flagrant.
I would agree to whatever you're talking about. I didn't say anything. I didn't make no rebuttal. I haven't said anything since me and you were talking. It wasn't me.
Well, I'm just looking at it like this. If you look back on the history of Antetokounmpo with rebounding and trying for rebounds, that's not his game. It's not.
Nope.
I mean, the man is averaging, what, 5 to 6 rebounds per game?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing under there at that particular point? And the layup, with a layup that was being made, he made the layup.
Because he was taking the ball out. You didn't hear Ted say that? You didn't hear Ted say that? Ted said
who was taking it out?
He took the ball up. He took the ball up. Right. So he came in for the ball to come out of the basket to take it out of bounds. That's why he was under the basket. That's what we were all talking about, I thought.
Well,
no?
Who's really been impressed with Giannis in this series anyway? I haven't. Middleton is the man that's saving him.
He's been averaging 11 rebounds.
Who? Giannis?
Yes. 11 rebounds, 6 assists. 30 points.
Okay. Okay. But if you all remember I said that Chris Middleton's name is yelled out and reported about more than Giannis all the time.
And when you were saying that, Kel, I was like, no, Giannis, I said, because Giannis did this and that, he improved. But then I told you, I said, man, I got to give it to you. Because since the start of that series, Giannis has not improved his game and what have you. He has not.
Nope.
He has not taken up to a superstar level like he should. 11 rebounds, he should have more than that. He's 7 foot. Okay, for one. But I agree with you. Like you said, Chris Middleton been doing his thing. Giannis has been so-so. He don't take the challenge of taking the top defensive player, you know, and what have you, and all that. He get rebounds because, yeah, he's 7-1, and yeah, he goes in. So, but he hasn't impressed me. Because I had picked him, as y'all noticed, I picked him to go all the way. I said, they're going to win the East, and then they're going to go all the way. But they disappointed me, and I don't know.
Hold on 1 second, Ted. Whoever TV that is in the background, could you cut the TV down, please?
He says a number of flashes currently investigating this mystery.
Please, whoever TV that is, could you turn your TV down, please?
Everybody needs their phone.
What's unique about this one is that mute your phone one.
Kel, just mute everybody and just bring them in one at a time.
Yeah, you know, I hate to do that because I miss points. Then. There we go. All right, now what would you say, Ted?
I was just saying, like, you were correct. I had to come to tell you that you were correct about what you said, that statement you made about Middleton, how he was showing that. I said that, no, okay, he is, but I said, but because of Antetokounmpo is drawing triple teams and double teams, so that's leaving Middleton open, so he has to hit that. But then I said, watch, he has improved the game. But then I told you, since that series started, he has not impressed me, man. He has not impressed me at all. He has not taken his game to another level that he should as a superstar.
Right.
So you were correct. You were correct in saying what you had said and your point. I had to give you kudos on that and say I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it just looks as he plays with a lack of interest to me. You know, he plays as you know, dude, your teammates are leaning on you. You know, there are expectations of you by your teammates, and it seems like he just, for whatever reason, he just plays with a non-interest. You know, I don't know.
He's too easily taken. He's too easily taken out of the game. I watched three people on Durant the other night, and he still got up a three. Giannis can't do that.
Yeah.
They can take him out of the game too easily.
And I'm going to take it one step even further and say he needs to get away from the perimeter. Post up.
Yes.
Play down in the paint more, man. I don't know how many times I saw him come down court, dribble into the paint, and then back up. And I'm like, why are you backing up? You have the advantage over everyone in front of you. You have an advantage over everyone in front of you. Why are you backing up, man? You know, and I just don't understand it. It just seems, I don't know. He plays with a certain timidness to me. Mm-hmm. That's just to me. And I'm not talking bad about the man. I'm not talking bad about the man at all, because when he does put his head down and go in for the dunk, he's very successful. No one can stop him. And I'm just watching it and like, right. Why doesn't he do that more? You know, why does he have to be egged on to do that? That is your advantage. You know, take advantage of what you do, dude. Like Ted said, you 7 feet, man. You 7 feet, dog. And you know, that little celebration dance he does where he's extended his hands left to right. Dude, I'm looking at your wingspan, man. You stretching out almost two garage lengths, man. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. You got to step up more than that. And yes, I am saying that I need to be entertained more. Yes, I do. Because there are certain things that I expect from a 7-footer. I mean, am I wrong, Treece? Yeah. Am I wrong?
No, absolutely not. Not absolutely
at all.
Not.
You know?
Godzilla.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
You say Godzilla.
I say Godzilla. Hey, I saw something last night.
Anywhere
from 6'6
is good.
Incredible. I saw something last night. I watched Philadelphia come down the court and throw the ball back outside to the top of the key to a 7-footer to run the offense. And they wonder, and Doc just sat on the sideline and didn't do anything about it. I'm like, y'all, and that's why they lost the game. Embiid missed three shots in a row.
Yeah.
They ran into depth last night. They made him work. They made him work. You got to get in. Your big man got to get in the paint. You got to bring some thunder down to somebody.
57, you are all. 57, you always start something, man, because that is all Ted was talking to me about as we watch this game. Why are they running their offense through Embiid? What is Embiid doing? Embiid is just standing there. Why are they, you know, allowing Embiid to be the end all to be all? And he's hurting the 76ers in the fact that he's missing these shots and he's not down there to rebound the ball.
Thank you.
I listened to Terry say that, and then I actually started watching for that, and I was like, he's right. Why in the hell is Embiid down there? I mean, up there. He should be down. You're 7 foot, dude. We speak about Giannis and what Giannis should be doing. Embiid is the same. Embiid is the same, if not worse, because at least we see Giannis down in the paint from time to time. I can't recall how many times a rebound came off and Embiid was nowhere to be found.
Nowhere. Nowhere. Atlanta got a lot of easy rebounds.
See, I
got to realize
Embiid is playing hurt. Embiid is playing hurt right now, even though he's not, you know, he ain't getting back and forth up and down the court, if y'all really noticed, because his knees is messed up. That's why every time he go on the sideline, he get that treatment.
Right.
So he's playing hurt.
Well.
And he trying to put the team on his back because Ben Simmons ain't doing nothing. Tobias Harris ain't doing nothing. I mean, you know, they on the team, but they ain't showed up yet. So he's trying to put the team on his back, even though he ain't doing it the right way. Like, he shouldn't be on the top of the team.
Yeah, okay. 90%
of the time, you know, he should be down to the paint, drawing fouls against himself, going to the basket, going hard because they're going to foul him. Just go back to the basket. Get down there.
Yeah.
That's what I say. The big man's supposed to be in the paint.
In the paint. Two fouls down low, they would have won the game because he's a dynamite foul shooter. He's a dynamite foul shooter.
He's an 85% free throw shooter. So get down in the paint and make them foul you. The basket might go in and you get a 3-point that way, the old-fashioned way.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I mean,
he don't want to stay down there. He don't want to stay down there to save his life.
No.
But he don't want to stay down there because he knows his team ain't doing nothing.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. And this applies to everyone. But under the sound of my voice, we have been spoiled. We've been spoiled because we're used to seeing a player not be able to do this, but do that to make himself a part of his team. We've witnessed guys who hurt a knee or hurt a shoulder, and even if it's just being a decoy, they come out there and decoy their ass off. We're used to this. This new age player, where, and you all know my favorite saying, everybody gets a trophy. Yep. These guys want to be commended and attaboyed and pat on their back for doing the least that they could do.
Yep.
We're used to seeing players do the most. Like Trees, like you just said, Embiid is hurt, then, dude, it's time for you to go in your bag of tricks and pull another way to play out of your bag of tricks.
Right.
Okay, I'm 7 foot, and they're going to bump into me. They're going to put their hands on me. Let me go down here and get these fouls called. I'm an 85% free throw man. 85%. Let me get a couple of them fouls and keep my team in the game making these free throws. You down in the paint, pass the ball out in the perimeter, and then the next thing you know, you're out in the perimeter. And you're shooting a three. You're shooting a three, and you're expecting Harris or one of these other guys to or Simmons or someone to grab the rebound. Well, the basketball that we all grew up loving, the rebound was strictly upon the center. That was his job. offensive
yep.
and defensive rebounds. That was on him. That was his job. Now, maybe we're expecting too much. Maybe we're expecting too much.
Yeah,
you know,
his job was to clean the board. Clean the board. Keep the paint. Keep them out of the paint. That's why you got a big man. Not to shoot three-pointers.
Everybody is in love with the three-pointer now, though, man. Everybody's in love with the three-pointer, you know. So, you know, hey, hats off to Atlanta, you know. The boys finding a way to get it done. They finding a way to get it done.
They got out.
I think it was more or less Philly got out hustled. They got out hustled.
That too.
Atlanta came with more energy. And it wasn't nothing the coach could do to turn that thing around. Atlanta just played the game with more energy than Philly did, especially down the stretch when it was like a one-point game and it kept going back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And that one last rebound that Philly didn't get, and Atlanta was able, what's his name, Collins, was able to grab that rebound, and it was all over for Philly at that point. It was all over for Philly. They looked befuddled and beat.
But like Tree said, though, Kale, the reason why Collins looked that good is because there was Embiid was halfway up the court. He wasn't even in the paint, and Collins was able to shine.
And you know what? You know what, Trees? You know what I just thought of? Can we really bring a player's injury into play if this player is trotting back and forth down the court before the shot is even missed or made? Can we really bring Embiid's injury into play when he's looking?
It's a part of it. I mean, that may be the reason why he's trying and not running.
But see,
you know,
that's why I was saying he's a detrimental to the team right now. Because, you know, if Clint Capella would have just ran up and down that court and ran him up and down the court, you know, he would have been been done with really sooner, because he is laboring and hurt. He's trying very hard. But you're trying to run offense through you, so now your other players can't do what they do because they're trying to run it through you, and you're not doing what you're supposed to do as a big man. You got shooters around you, but you fill in that space because you out there with the shooters. You know?
And to go along with what Ted is saying, he don't trust them. So he's trying to do everything.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Because
Ben
Simmons' game has been in the toilet.
Because
I mean,
they're not losing them right.
Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris together probably made 20 points.
They're not losing them right. You got Tobias Harris bringing up the ball. Like I was telling Kale before, Ben Simmons is a point guard. He's a thoroughbred. He's a Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson of the 2000. Magic couldn't shoot his first 5 years. Just let Ben run the ball. Why you got them bringing up the ball and Ben Simmons going to the corner? What are you going to the corner for? He can't shoot. Let him bring the ball. He can pass. He can see over everybody. He's a better playmaker decision. Let him have the ball. You're taking it away from him. So now he don't know when he can dribble. He don't know when to break it up. He don't know what to do. So you're not using him properly as what his skill set is.
Because he can't shoot at all. Only thing, he can't get his own shot. Like
he don't need
get
to.
His own
he
shot.
Got shooters around him. Magic
but,
couldn't
right.
do it for 5 years.
I'm agreeing with you.
But Magic made everybody else around him great.
Okay.
Everybody else around him great. So he didn't need to.
He didn't need to
be a top scorer his first 5 years, because he was still the best player on the court. Even without scoring 100 points, Magic was still the best player out on the court.
Because he was allowed to do what he was supposed to do, pass and run the show.
That's right.
They got on
that's
the break.
Right.
They got
exactly.
on the break.
Right.
They didn't.
Exactly.
They yep. Even Kareem got on the break. He didn't tell Trout and then standing at the top of the key for a 3-pointer. He got down and filled that lane and posted up. If he didn't have nothing, he had that sky hook. If he didn't have nothing, he kicked it back out and then they either reposted. You know what I'm saying?
This
the sky
is why
hook was coming from.
This is why I said coach last night because. For the during the crucial time, he did not have Steph Curry in the game. When they
exactly.
needed him in the game, Steph Curry was
thank
sitting
you.
On the bench.
Thank you.
Mm.
I told Kill that.
All right.
I said, Doc, my man,
Diable
50
too.
Grand. All
yep,
the players.
Yeah.
Both of them miscues on coaching. Nate and Doc. Yeah.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We're going to discuss that a little bit when we come back, man. So these coaches and the rotations, man.
Take the baseline out.
We'll be
out.
Right back at y'all.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Let it bump. Yeah. Let it bump. Uh-huh. To driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block singing the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all niggas know me to fail. Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grip. Or shots, and if you with me, mama, rubber your tits.
I mean, oh, but not.
Yeah. You put it
these
on.
These coaches. These coaches, man. And Doc, because Embiid is hurting, I would expect him to go a little deeper with his bench. I would expect him to utilize what's available to him a little more than what he has been. Like Tree said, Thibault, you know, he's a good defensive player. And offensively, he can, you know, put the team in a good position as well. But we don't see him being played. I mean, what's going on with that?
Right.
Anybody?
It's a lot on the film, see, though. It's a lot. It's just the poor management of the team. Like, Thibault, Tolliver, with Anthony Tolliver, the big tall, linky guy. And Mike, they got Mike Scott. Ain't where he at? And if it wasn't for Shake Milton, they wouldn't even be in the game. If it wasn't for Shake Milton, they wouldn't even have been in the game. Court Mars haven't seen the floor. I don't know where he's at. Dwight
right.
Howard, when he get out there, he plays so timid. Like, okay, you get what you get when you get
but
Dwight
you know
Howard.
What? I'm glad you brought him up because, you know what? You're getting more out of Dwight Howard than you're getting out of Embiid.
Seriously. Yes, you are.
From that center position,
yes.
You're getting more from Dwight.
He stay down in the paint. He stay down in the
exactly.
paint, Kale.
Exactly.
You get blocked shots.
Exactly. He's blocking shot, offensive mm-hmm. and defensive rebounds. You know, he's a presence down there in that paint. They're actually getting more out of Dwight Howard than they are Embiid at this particular
mm-hmm.
point in time. And I knew that there was something wrong with Embiid, but Treece, you just brought up the point, you know, and my mind is going to it now. I remember when he got hurt in that Wizards mm-hmm. series. And, you know, my thing is, dude, if he's not healthy, sit him down. If you'd have done it early, where, mm-hmm. you know, you can a win or loss isn't as egregious, you know what I mean? You could have given him time to heal and the team time enough to play without him. And I really don't see that much of a fall off from Embiid to Dwight Howard. Seriously. Except for, guess what? Dwight Howard doesn't shoot three. Go ahead.
Kale, you remember I said that about a couple of weeks ago before the series had started? I said they need to rest him because he had got hurt after the Wizards series. I said they don't need him to go into to this Atlanta series because Atlanta's a different type team. You know, they run, and I was thinking about Capella, the type of center, and the type of center Dwight Howard is. He gets up and down the court. And B was hurt. He hadn't healed properly. So, like I said, sit him down. Let him get healed properly. Let him rest. And like you said, early in the game, it's the first game of the series. Win or lose, you wouldn't out. So just see how your teams flow without him. But, you know, play with him because you played without him during the season because he had been hurt during the season so many times. So you got a game plan for that. So do that. Let him rest. I didn't understand why Doc did and pressed the force. To really go through Embiid. I don't know if it's Embiid telling them and they act like they got to listen to Embiid or cater to him, but they act like, you know, it's still a process. But you nothing. You're 7 foot and you're flopping on the littlest man that gives you a foul. He didn't really foul you, but you flopping, flying like Superman.
This is what Doc knows. Doc knows that without Embiid, he cannot win the title. That's what Doc is looking at. And he's afraid to try anybody else because he knows without that 7-footer in there, his chances really go down. Even with him being hurt, it's better than what he's going to get without him.
Atlanta's not that big.
Dwight Howard is coming off the bench giving as much as he is.
Dwight Howard is coming off
that bench and fulfilling that 7-foot role.
They can't beat Atlanta with Dwight Howard.
But they can't beat
Atlanta with Dwight Howard.
Why not?
Dwight Howard is not the type of player.
He's going to foul out.
He's going to foul out. He's not a thinking type of player. He's not a thinking type of player.
Okay.
Dwight Howard is big as he is, and with the physique that he has, and as long as he's been in the NBA, He should be on the team dominating somebody, but he's not that type of guy, and they can't win this thing without Embiid out there, and Doc knows it.
Yeah.
Can we agree on Dwight Howard would buy enough time for Embiid?
Yeah.
Dwight Howard would buy enough time for him.
In the middle of the season.
No. I'm talking about right now.
Not in the playoffs. No, he can't.
In the beginning, he could have not right now. He don't have. When it first started, and everybody was 0-0, they should have been sitting him down. They should have set him down the first two games.
That's what Ted said.
But somebody said no though. I can't remember
no
who.
No
one. I'm not gonna. That they need Embiid right that to start the series.
They do. I'm not saying they
do need it.
They do need Embiid. They do.
But I'm saying this.
In the beginning of the series, they should have set him down.
But what I'm saying is, when I said that point, you said that they shouldn't have at that point when I said it a couple weeks ago.
I didn't say that when you was trying to say. I didn't say that.
Okay. My mistake.
And if I said, I didn't mean to say that. Let me just clear that up already. If I did say it, I didn't mean to say that.
No, that was me. That was me. That was me that said that.
Well, you know what?
Remember, I said that. Coming from a person who does not like Philly at all. So that's why I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Put the weak link in there. But the weak link proved me wrong. You know what I mean? The weak link has proven to me that he got a place in that offense and defense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll eat my words. I don't have no problem with that.
Me?
Oh, well. Eat that meal.
Well, if I can miss it something,
okay, so
man, it was.
This question then.
Go ahead.
What do y'all think? I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. What do y'all think about the? So James Harden mm-hmm. is gonna play this game. They, you know, rushed him back. They, you know, gave him whatever medicine he need, whatever, or not. I don't know, but he's gonna play this game. Do you think it's going to help or hurt him? Not the team. Him, do you think he will re-injure himself, like, you know, and something may happen, and then it's going to set him back even further in this playoff run? I think that they should not play him. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. I think they should not play him because, like for warm-up, right, to get to play, mm-hmm. you got to go through the warm-up. You got to do the warm-up. When you're doing warm-up, they're telling you what to do. Go right, go left, go front, forward, go backwards. Your brain is already telling your body what to do. But when you in the game and he give you that cross-up and your mind go blank and then you try to do the cross-up with him, you're going to re-injure yourself.
They're in a position right now where they've been predicted to come out of the East. They've been called a juggernaut and all of that. And now they only got one legitimate player, but one superstar out there trying to carry the team. And he can't do it by himself. So they got to play him. They got who?
Joe Hurt.
And you know what?
They got to play.
You know what?
They got to play hard tonight.
That's like the third time that I've heard that. What has KD done or not done to make you think he can't carry that team? Seriously.
Right.
Because
Hold on.
You asked the question. I'm going to answer it.
Okay.
It's not what KD can or cannot do. It's that mm-hmm. they showed you the other night when Kyrie got hurt. Anytime KD got the ball, they put three men on him. They made everybody else try to beat him. They didn't let KD. Sure. But KD still was playing good. But he had to fight to get it. It wasn't as easy. Yeah. And that's for a guy like KD, you want to slow him down. You can't stop him. If you can slow him down, make it hard for him. And that's what they did. Mm-hmm.
What made it hard for KD, it wasn't about what Milwaukee was doing. It was about what the referees were not doing.
Oh, come
because
on,
the
come on,
I'm serious. The those referees
blaming
allowed,
the referees, man.
They, yes, because they allow Milwaukee to play a different brand of defense. Now you cannot tell me that you didn't see that.
What kind of defense did they let them play? A physical
yo,
one.
Yo, they let Milwaukee get physical. They were letting Milwaukee actually hit those players. I don't know how many times, what's his name? The guy KD got into the scuffle, well, not the scuffle, but the argument with, what's his name, man? The ball head guy.
PJ Tucker.
The
referees allowed Tucker to physically push Durant off of spot.
Durant was going up to make shots. Durant had been bodying this dude all night long. And when he finally did something back to him, everybody complained. Tucker.
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
So you're telling me it was a tit for tat situation. That's what
yes,
you're
sir.
Saying, 57.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
yes,
man.
Sir.
First
yes,
of all,
sir.
Durant, that's not even Durant's style. It's not.
Oh,
first of all.
Yeah. Durant,
he plays
Durant
no defense.
Wow. Look.
Wow.
Look,
he
does. Durant imposes himself on offense. Exactly. Durant imposes his dominance on offense, not on defense. It's on offense.
So,
that's where he bullies you. That's what, and
was
that's what he tried
Durant,
to do.
So was he the
look,
initiator? Was he the initiator?
Durant? Yes,
yeah.
He was.
No, he
Durant
wasn't,
was
man.
The, yeah, okay,
yeah,
bro.
Durant started it. He said something to the man.
Yeah.
The man said something back. And then he jumped in, he turned around, and he walked into his face.
I can read lips. P.J. Tucker.
Oh, boy. Now we got
it. P.J. Tucker said, I'll kick your butt. That's exactly what he said. I'll kick your butt. That's exactly what he said. Yeah, no,
he
say
butt.
And
we got lip
readers. When he said it, what's his name, turned and walked away.
But this is the same guy. He turned and walked away, but this is the same guy that you're telling me threw elbows.
Yes, he did.
This is the same guy that you're telling me.
And when P.J. Tucker wouldn't take it no more, then that's when he's going to go over to the referee and try to get the referees involved. But he started.
Well, damn, I believe 57 got a different TV than I do. Because I didn't see any of this.
No.
This is what you do, Ted. I have to agree with him on that.
Put some Windex on your TV before you turn it on.
Man, look at here. Look at here. I got all HD. I got all HD 46 and better throughout the house. So I'm seeing this. I'm seeing this joint in HD, babe. You know what I'm talking about?
You ain't see what I saw, man. You didn't see what I saw. I'll
take that.
He's
right about
Kevin
Durant. He's right about that, Kim. He went down.
I'll take
that. He walked over to the ref and started trying to snitch on him, talking, you know, pointing and doing all that. He did.
What's he killed? I told you he lucky he didn't get a tech because he touched the ref one time and then the second time the situation he gonna put his forearm in the ref and try to show him what PJ was doing.
Right.
Okay, but then also early in the series he was going tit for tat, you know, because PJ Kevin Durant threw a forearm, you know, on him and stuff, and maybe ref might have called it on one time, but then there's another call ref didn't call it. Okay, so he called an offensive foul or a defensive foul. So, like you say, like 57 said, Kevin Durant get his bullying on offense, you know, and PJ does his on defense. So, you know, like you said, Kel, also, PJ was making it tough on him, but the ref, you know, was letting some plays go, but also it was on both ends. So, I must say that. But I want to piggyback on what you were saying, Therese, as far as as far as Harden, you know, they need him, but city play is like you say, because warm up is different than when you plan, because now you got to react, and you might not react right because you're forgetting the ball about that, and you could hurt yourself again, definitely. But like 57 said, they need him. They need him because they're not using a bench. Because why are they not using DeAndre Jordan? Answer that question.
DeAndre Jordan hurt?
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, me neither.
Why not
Claxton or them other people?
You know,
so I understand that. Claxton's been playing really good, too.
I don't know why they won't play Claxton. He's been playing real good.
Put him out there.
Yeah. He been playing like he used to make the all-star rookie team.
And see, my thing with this, you knew your players, but why, I don't understand why coaches shorten the rotation because you're wearing your players out. You know, give players a minute breather, 2 minute breather, let them get refreshed. But you're wearing them out because they get tired. And so bring them young, fresh legs in there, give them some breather, give them some play, you know, and it's because you're going to need your players in case somebody get injured. Or, hey, come on, use your bench. They get paid. They're professional.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And like I said,
563-999-3782. It seems like every year, man, that is the sentiment, Ted. Use somebody else, man. Use somebody else. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
With all my heart, I love you,
yeah.
baby. Anyway, hey man, I love my junkyard. Love my junkyard band. I guess I can, for the sake of the argument, I can see, you know, Durant getting his or sneaking his revenge lick in, but I swear I still see the referees allowing Milwaukee to play a different brand of basketball than they're allowing Brooklyn to play, and that's all I'm gonna say about that.
Well, right. I agree. They a lot of them get physical, but it's not that they're not allowing Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn ain't coming with the physicality.
Mm-hmm. True.
So
true.
They're not matching it. You know, Blake is tired. So he's not using Claxton. He's not using a young player. He's not using them other young players on the bench and stuff. Use them, man. So, you know, and Kevin Durant, like I told you, he's running for defense. He don't want to stick Giannis. He's running from He don't want to stick nobody, you know. And then on Kyrie get injured, it was on the cut. He shouldn't have been the one cutting. Blake should have been the one cutting to the basket. But he still want to stand around three-point play. Kyrie played ball. He's a natural instinct of a baller. So the lane was open, so he cut. He made, because Kevin Durant had the ball up top. Kyrie cut, so that middle was open. So he slashed and cut and went in. But Blake should have been the one made that cut. But they standing out waiting for the ball at the three-point line. And Blake, get your butt posted, because ain't nobody big on you like that. Because Giannis is also not really taking the challenge too much and playing nobody.
What's going on with Jeff Green and Dinwiddie? Remember him? That dude, Dinwiddie?
Yeah, he's still hurt. Dinwiddie was hurt for the season. But Jeff was supposed to have came back. Remember, he got hurt, but he came back, and then I didn't see him no more. I don't know if he re-injured himself after this one game.
Did he play last night? He had a pretty good game, didn't he?
He played briefly, I think. I don't know how much he played.
Jeff Green
ain't going to give you no superstar type of performance. They're not in the playoffs. He's a compliment player.
Well,
he's a superstar guy.
Either which way, y'all know what? Football. Bring my man Kirby!
Hey, how you doing? I'm maybe tripping, so I can't do the wolf thing. But play that song for me.
Dominate.
That's all right. I'll play this one for you, Kirk.
There it is.
This one for you.
There it is. Ooh, there it is.
Ow!
Ow!
Muted.
Kirby, what's the latest? What you know, man? What's happening?
Hey, Kirby.
Muted.
Hey,
muted.
How y'all doing? They called me from Chippendales, you know. They wanted me to dance, but I told them that I had to go on Kel's show. They got a special section there for the women over 70, you know. But I told them, I told them that I promised Kel I'd call into his show, you know. And then they made me turn in my white card. Shit!
Oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness, Kirby,
call?
I done told you about doing that, man. I done told you about coming on here choking me up like that, man. The 70 and over Chippendale dancers wanted you.
Uh-uh.
Well, Kirby, tell me about these tell me about these 40 and under, well, 30, 35 and under Washington Redskins. I mean, Washington football team.
I tell you what, if they were showing up, showing out, and through the OTAs, I was talking to Mr. Late Lewis Jr. Over there at Sports Journey and Redskin Wire and all that, and of course he was there, you know. So I mean, like he's watching offensive line. Brandon Sheriff saw our draftee for the offensive line from the University of Texas. And he said, "Where the hell did he come from?" Lord have mercy. So, you know, we're going to have a much improved, more powerful offensive line. We got 3X Chicago Bears on there, and a total of 15. You know, we're going to narrow it down. We'll probably keep 10, I think. And but what I don't like is this lapse between now and training camp. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they need to be walking through stuff or having meetings or running routes, get timing down or something. I mean, you know, of course, it's different timing when you're running with your shorts and then
you can't
full
wait.
Pad.
You can't wait to
speed.
Get out
That's,
there and get beat.
Get out there and hit somebody. Hit them with a slobber knocker.
You can't wait to get out there and get beat.
Slobber knocker.
You want it to happen.
I want to see some domination. I want to see some domination.
Well, I just want to say everything y'all get from Chicago. Y'all always get something good from Chicago, huh?
Man, please, man.
There is a connection here.
Hey, look. I'm gonna say one name.
Face the fact, Kale.
Rex Grossman. Rex Grossman.
But how many can you say after that's good? That's one out of how many? Wow.
That's too many. Y'all got Will
Marshall. One out of how many y'all have from us got people and the coach? Y'all even got the coach. Come on, man. Come on. Don't hate now. Don't hate. Y'all had too many good versus bad.
Wait a minute. You cannot implement my coach in with the Chicago Bears. He played for y'all. He played for y'all. He didn't coach with y'all.
It didn't matter. Uh-huh. He played, though. He played. Okay? So from player to coach, it don't matter. To water boy.
Are you making the argument that you're going to root for Washington this year?
Don't go there.
Here's the deal.
Don't you go there.
He didn't just play for the Chicago Bears. He played for the championship. Chicago Bears, 1985,
you,
the best defense known to anybody. And I mean, they still talking about that
Kirby,
defense.
Kirby, you just let Brother Ted off the hook. I asked you a question.
I ain't on nobody hook. Nobody lying. None of that, Jack. I stand on my own free will.
Okay. So are you lightening the path or the walkway for you to be a Washington football team supporter this year?
Okay.
Is that what
you're
telling me?
Are you ready to hear this? Like I told you before, I always liked the Washington because I followed
the
history what they did. Hold on, let me finish. Would you let me finish, please? I said, but I give you the business. I said, I know it was 57. I know it was him. Mm-hmm. I said, but I give you the business because I just be wanting to hate on you and this and that. I said, but as far as tradition, that was the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl, okay, and stuff like that. So I told you that. So I said, but I'm just giving you all the business. And no, I'm not going to root for them because I got my Bears. We finna do something. So no. No, I'm not. But I only hate just to give you flack. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I told you that. So
what did you say, Trace?
I said, Ted would have said all that and said, no, I'm not rooting for y'all.
I'm a hypocrite.
No.
Oh, yeah, you're going to root. If the Redskins winning, you're going to root for the Redskins. And if the Bears ain't winning, you're gonna root for the Redskins. We already know how you're gonna play that this season.
That's not what I said. That is not what I said.
I'm not mad at you, Ted.
But no, that ain't what I said, though.
When the season starts, how you gonna play it. I know how you gonna play it.
No. That's what I say. Don't misunderstand. I like to straight misunderstand is right.
No,
I didn't say that.
You just like that 49er fan right there. As soon as Dallas started winning, she was going to be on Dallas' side.
Okay, I got you.
I
ain't going to never root for Washington. I ain't going to never root for them.
Washington makes it to the Super Bowl, you're not going to root for Washington. If we make it all the way to the Super Bowl, Ted, you're not going to root for us.
It depends on who y'all playing.
But goodness, I'm about to say, am I E.F. Hutton over here, G?
No, it depends on who y'all play. But it's like this. What I'm saying is, listen. I'm not giving Washington no love no time of the season, Kel. I never have. But I told you,
I
told you in the beginning, right or wrong, Kel. So I never give them love. I never root for them no time of the season, even if my Bears doing good or bad. So, but what I'm saying as far as when he asked me that question, I'm talking about the history, what I told him. As far as I go, I'm a pretty old guy, so I go back to the Pittsburgh Steelers winning Super Bowl.
Go ahead, boy.
With Lance Swine, Star Wars, you know what I mean, Rocky Blyer. So, you know, I go back to all that. So I don't really have a team like that. I'm not into football like that, you know, and so... I just got into it with getting me shirts
what?
Like that since I've been around
what did
my
you
brother.
Say? What did you just say?
I said I'm more of a basketball person than football, bro.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, for my 49ers, I know for my 49ers, they going to do a competition with the our quarterback because you already said he don't mind putting no rookie out there. So,
I think Shanahan smoke screening with that. I think he smoked. I think he knows. He knows that rookie is going to start, or he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead, 57.
Mm-hmm.
Off topic just a little bit from what I saw.
My goodness.
The San Francisco Giants are playing a hella ball out there right now.
Amazing
ball right now. I mean, and I can't remember the guy that hit the walk-off home run last night that hit a walk-off the night before. But the San Francisco Giants are playing ball right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can walk-off and talk about that anytime you want.
Not when they were here in Washington. 5-6-3-9-9-9-3-7-8-2-5-6-3-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Everybody get high.
Serious folk now. Man, that takes me back to my childhood.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hold on, hold on, Kel. You know you was not a child when that came out, so don't say childhood.
What? I was when Rick James busted out. I was a child when that came out. Yeah.
Huh?
How old do you think I am, 57?
I'm thinking you was probably about 51, 52.
No, I ain't 50 nothing. I'm still a young man.
Dang. Wait a minute.
Well,
hey, look,
well, I appreciate
me
that.
And Kirby, me and Kirby, the oldest ones on this joint.
Well,
you
better
believe
six.
It, baby.
Yeah, y'all was talking about Brooklyn. I thought you were talking about Duke Snyder and the Brooklyn Dodgers before they left New York.
I
like to watch the Bullets. Talking about basketball, watch the Bullets. Wes Unseld, yeah.
Black and white.
And I watched that championship in 79. I was 13 then.
Came to
Washington
was
in
79
on an 8th grade trip. So,
yeah,
you know, that's
I was already 2 years into the Army in 79. Dang.
Oh, wow. You old, dude.
Yeah, man.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing, brother. That's a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, look.
Well,
hey,
you know what?
66 to 70.
I was in the fourth grade.
Hey, Trees, you know
see
what?
Baby.
That explains. That explains his ass falling asleep on the shoulder of a
tape. Or 56.
No, 57. It was nap time.
Yes, it was nap time.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what happened. I had just finished my physical therapy before the show started, and I took my pain medicine. And next thing you know, I said, if they want me, they going to call me. And so nobody said anything. I didn't know I fell asleep, man. I didn't know.
Man.
Hey.
It was the Raiders' fault.
I'm y'all's comic relief. You can laugh at me. It don't bother me at all.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Laugh we did. Laugh we did.
Oh,
for
man.
Real.
God,
for real.
Y'all too much.
I got this easy chair, the electric thing. I push the button and it, goes different ways, but make me comfortable. And I'm sitting there with this remote that you talk into and it goes to the channel like NFL Network or something, you know. And here I am I'm talking to it and it ain't doing nothing. I'm getting mad as hell. And the wife says, you're talking into the telephone.
You got 57, you got some help here. Come on, Bug. We got us another Pittsburgh still on the line. Come on, Bug. What's happening?
What's going on, everybody?
What's up, Cuzzo?
I can't call it, man.
Hey there, Bug. Hey there, fam.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing.
Man, all I know is, what you say?
I'll tell you one thing about the Steelers. They know how to draft people. They know how to draft young and develop players and stuff. Back in the 70s, oh, man, they were one of the top teams in the 70s.
Kirby, it's 2021. It's 2021.
Oh, it
what
is.
The hell are the Steelers
is
doing
already?
Right now?
Where's the time?
What,
Lord have mercy.
What are those Steelers doing right now? Tell me something relevant.
Well, the Steelers need a running game. That's all the Steelers need.
Yes, they do.
Hey, Kirby,
I agree with you, Juan.
Don't let this dude talk.
Najee is all right. We're gonna see what he do, but he needs to make sure they got some people that can block for him too. That go with the run game.
Oh yeah, and we got a couple of linemen too, bro. In the draft, we got a couple of linemen. Yeah, we had 8 picks in the draft, so we got a couple of linemen And then, you know, we got some guys on the bench. We're going to be all right this year. We're going to be all right.
What?
The only thing that I saw that really bothered me, seriously, I'm going to tell you like this. If Pittsburgh good this year, they got a good chance to go a lot further than people think, because if you look at that schedule, they not playing no slouches nowhere this year at all. Every week is
at
a tough football game.
Yeah, y'all ain't going nowhere. Y'all going to be home early then.
Hey,
I'm trying to tell you, for them, if they go through this schedule good, they're a good team, because we play so many good teams this year.
A lot.
Hey, but let me ask y'all this, Kirby, Bug, and 57, Trees, let me ask all of y'all this. How do y'all feel about Russell Wilson eating the crow like he been doing lately? I mean, he is retracting from everything that he has said. I mean, what do you say to that, man?
I think his offensive lineman took him out to the dumpster and gave him an attitude adjustment. That's what I think.
Okay.
Talk shit
okay.
about us.
He said, boy, you better stop listening to that, to your wife of yours, and you better straighten up.
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah. You think it's Sierra took over? Oh, man. Y'all cold-blooded,
let
man.
Let Russ cook. Russ gonna get cooked.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Debo.
I don't think there was anybody out there that he really fit with. I don't think San Francisco ever really wanted him down there. They were just throwing it out there. Well, I don't – Russell Wilson. I don't think San Francisco ever wanted Russell Wilson.
I would take him.
I know you would, but I don't think they ever really wanted – to me, San Francisco – this is just my opinion, Tree. To me, San Francisco manipulated this whole draft. They all, especially the quarterback. San Francisco manipulated everything because everybody was waiting to see what San Francisco was going to do. Who were they going to take?
Right.
I believe that.
Right.
Good point.
Yeah. Good point. I know I'm ready. I'm ready for the pay.
Is there a 623 number up there?
No, sir.
Okay.
Classy not here.
Yeah.
Which fight is that, Tree?
The Marvin Israel fight. I'm sorry.
I caught it on, and I like Adesanya. I really like him. He's a beast. He's a beast. I give him his props. He fights with an old school anger. You know what I mean?
He needs to stay in his division. Stop trying to go up. He just needs to stay in his division and kick all the butt in that division. Because the last time he went up, he got destroyed.
Yeah, he got beat pretty bad. It's only
law. What Kale say all the time? Stay in your lane. That's why Kale say that. Stay in your lane.
Yep.
Stay in your lane. That ain't going up. Ain't your lane.
ain't your lane, baby.
But that was a great fight this weekend. And let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all believe that MMA, UFC is taking the spot of boxing?
Oh, it took that about 5 years ago.
Five years ago?
Yeah. The only thing that was holding boxing up was Mayweather. And what's the other guy Pacquiao? That was holding boxing up. And after them two finally fought, well, nothing else to hold boxing up. We're getting tired of Mayweather's shenanigans in the ring.
What about Canelo?
Yeah, Canelo also holding it. But I agree with you though, about the 5 years. I agree with you though, 57, like you say, it's 57, like you say, it's about 5 years because they has been on the uprising. They definitely have taken over completely because all boxing now is you get exhibition, you know, and you really know no real fight, you know what I mean, because you don't know who fixed it. Because on this fight, UFC, MMA, all that, ain't no fixed fight. You fight to the death, to the stop, to the death, to the ref stop it, you know. So ain't nobody putting a fix in on that. So
nope. I like to watch Errol Spence too, though.
Yeah,
Errol Spence
nice
is
too.
Good.
Yeah, he's still doing like he's still somebody I tune in and watch.
But then they picking his fights also. They picking his fights too because why come we haven't seen him fighting the what's the name? I can't think who that. What's the name? What's the boy name? Terrence. Why he not fighting Terrence?
Because they trying to do a money fight right now with Pacquiao.
Yep.
Yeah, but Pacquiao washed up. Who wants to see Pacquiao?
I know,
man,
but they doing it for the ratings and the money right now.
That's what I'm saying. They doing it. It's a spectacle, man. Put the top notch
fight together.
Hold on, though, Ted.
Hold on. Look how long Mayweather went before he finally fought Pacquiao. He picked all.
He did that with a lot of fighters.
I know he picked his fight. So
if you the champ, you're supposed to be able to pick along the way till you get to that big money fight.
Oh wow!
You're supposed to
Less opponent, washed up.
As long as it's making you some money along the way until you get to that big money payday, you the champ. You're supposed to be able to pick your fight. They don't do it like they used to. Number one contender, number two contender. They don't do it like that no more. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Hey, Ted, revisiting our Russell Wilson conversation, Debo told me, tell Ted, all is good. Russ is acting like a lame, but that's my QB, and I'm sticking with him. You know what it's like to not have one. Sure do. He's going on your bed, Ted. Hey. Tell him, hey, true enough, I salute that. Hey, I can dig it. He right. We ain't had nothing to go for. So,
hey, man. Hey, don't take that from him, Ted. Don't take that at all, bro. It's better to have no quarterback than a quarterback who's talking trash about his own organization.
Kale, y'all had a one-legged quarterback. Kale, I told you I was going to send him a picture of Photoshop. I was going to send him a picture of me and Russ and Photoshop his picture as my picture. You know what I mean? So.
Hey, 57.
Yes,
have y'all got rid of that cement mixer yet?
Hey,
when y'all get rid of that cement mixer.
Got an offensive line and a running back. He going to throw that ball this year. I'm going to tell you, like Cuzzo said,
I'm tell you this.
If we go through this schedule, we going to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl, baby.
He ain't got no arms.
And thank you, Ted. Thank you, because I was just about to say, your offensive line wasn't a problem last year. Your offensive line, y'all didn't have no running back, and Ben has no arm strength, man.
No. People, hey, look. So you just looking at what happened when we played y'all. People got hurt by the end of the season.
Exactly.
We had people on the offensive line hurt.
Yep.
Oh,
exactly.
So Washington beat y'all because of injury.
Yep.
Boy, that's the third time my comments done turned me into E.F. Hutton. I'm serious. Both of them got – y'all singing in the choir or something, man? Because both of them got quiet.
We both said yes. We both said you was right. Our injuries helped y'all win. We said yes. Mm. You right.
Wow.
First right thing I heard you say in a year. You was right.
So
was Washington pretty healthy? Was they pretty healthy, though?
Who?
Well, y'all was doing a lot of bragging. Pittsburgh was doing a lot of bragging. We 11-0.
Exactly. 57 just said we had a one-legged quarterback.
Mm-hmm,
and 57
mm-hmm.
said himself, we had a one-legged
exactly.
quarterback.
See how they change.
Just mess with you, Ken. No, I'm just messing with you.
I did say that.
Y'all did have a one-legged quarterback. Y'all, but look, hold on.
You slick.
That one-legged quarterback did something for y'all that y'all needed. Y'all needed some stability back there, somebody to show these people how to play the game, and that's what he did. One-legged and all. You even had said, Ted, that you had a hard time watching some of the games he was in, especially when he got hit. He didn't know if the guy was going in or out. But, he's that's why he's gone now.
Mm-mm.
And y'all man still there with a side of hashes.
Hey, listen. All I got to say is this. If when we end up in the Super Bowl, I want everybody to call in, please. Everybody call in. Let me hear your comments.
As long as
everybody
you call when
call
you don't.
In.
As long as you call when you don't.
I'm here every day. I might fall asleep, but I'm here.
But that's bull cookie. Because when Washington beat y'all last year, I had to send the search party out, man.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
I did not want to hear.
I had to call Sean Pratt Kelly at Ass Church. You see 57.
That's old school right there, too. That's old school like a mug right there.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask a question to y'all? Did anybody see Boy George show up last night? I call
Paul
him Boy
George.
George. Paul George.
Cool. Yes, when that man shows up like he did last night, you can't disrespect him and call him out of his name. You can't.
You're right.
You can't. But playoff P got his man
night.
Last. Yeah.
Yeah, he showed
he
up.
He got
last
his
night.
Man. Yes, sir.
About time.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be the thing. You just don't know when you're gonna see him.
True that.
He ain't consistent.
True that. He's not consistent at all. So yeah. You know, I give him a pat on the back for being there. Debo said the Super Bowl. You belong to Cleveland now. Yeah, Debo, you have to explain that one. Super Bowl, you belong to Cleveland now. He must be talking about Pittsburgh. Y'all belong to Cleveland.
Cleveland got a good team.
Yeah, Cleveland got a good team this year.
Yep. Baker Mayfield's finally starting to play ball the way he's supposed to. They're going to have a good team this year. You know?
Yeah.
Don't forget Cincinnati. Cincinnati going to have a good team.
But are the Browns gonna keep what's that young receiver that came from New York?
The Browns.
ODB.
ODB.
Keep him? Or did they trade him? Are they gonna trade him? Still
OBJ,
talking about that.
I mean.
What's the deal?
He's going nowhere.
Stay with the Browns.
Yeah, matter of fact, he loves it up there now.
Yeah. Okay.
He ain't going nowhere.
I got you. And I agree with you, 57. San Francisco did hold up the draft and also all kinds of things. So they was also talking about maybe getting ODB also, too, I thought, and other college teams, too. But
no, he
they
doesn't.
I'm asking. I don't know. I'm saying. I don't know.
No, they wasn't, sir.
I thought they was talking about it, mentioned it, you know, like they was doing holding up the draft with Trey Young, or should we go get this player, this and that.
That ain't gonna hold it up.
That ain't gonna hold it up.
That's controlling it.
And they do that. They do that, man. They do that every year. Every year draft time, a whole lot of teams with a whole lot of names and a whole lot of players being allocated or going here and going there, and it, nothing, no one is going anywhere. You know what I mean? They just do that to build a story. You know what I'm saying? Like I joke and tease Debo all the time about Russell Wilson, but I knew Russell Wilson wasn't trying to go nowhere. I knew Russell Wilson was going to stay right there with the Seahawks, you know, the team that gives him the best chance to win. I knew that. That's a no-brainer. You know what I mean? But every year we go through this, you know, where players are rumored or you know, look at how they did last year with Brady going to the Buccaneers. I mean, the Buccaneers stopped. Lifted out the roof, you know, everybody, everywhere, all of a sudden was Buccaneers this and Buccaneers that and they're going to be this and they're going to be that. And we go through this every year. You know what I mean? Ain't that right, Kirby?
Yep. I'm old school, and Vince Lombardi said when you throw the ball, three things can happen, and two of them are bad. You got to have a running game. You got to have balance. You know, you have to keep the defense off guard. That was the reason that we upset the 11-0 Pittsburgh Steelers was our secondary, our pass rush putting pressure, you know, and they didn't have a running game. They didn't have the man that they would count on to get those yards.
I agree totally. But we did. We had the man.
Man, you killed me.
Our problem was stopping the run last year. That was our problem is stopping the run. We didn't stop the run. But we will this year because we got that kid from Kentucky, 110 tackles. Are you kidding me? And Holcomb will be back, and you know, Ionitis will be back. So
yes,
we're gonna have a badass defense so bad that nobody want to play us. Ain't nobody gonna want to play us.
We're in the defense.
Hey, look. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Can I say one more thing about basketball? Then I'm going to say nothing else. I'm so glad not to hear LeBron James name call during the playoffs right now.
See, you starting stuff. Not right now, you starting stuff.
I'm so glad that he's making – commercials.
You must not be watching Undisputed, because LeBron is all Shannon Sharpe talks about. So you must not be watching.
I don't watch Shannon Sharpe. I don't want to hear that dummy talk about nothing.
Why you call a man a dummy?
But you know what?
Yeah,
I was going to say something about that. I was thinking about that. I'm like, because LeBron is still making himself irrelevant, which is a smart move.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Because like you said, Kale, the other day, Shannon Sharpe, that's all he talked about. So, but he's like, oh, he's going fishing, man. He don't talk about it. But yet you find out, you see different commercials about LeBron now.
Yep.
You see the Space Jam they're promoting. So he's still, even though he's out the playoffs, he's still keeping his name and people and his image in people's mind and stuff.
I'm gonna say one thing. How relevant are you if you have to keep yourself relevant while you're not playing? That's what all I'm saying.
He's not keeping himself.
He's shallow.
He's not the one that's doing it.
Trees, who texted through his... Who uses his Twitter?
Come on, y'all. Could y'all be giving this man a hard
Who's
time?
Who's using... Nobody gave him a hard time. Who's using his Twitter right now if somebody else putting him out there?
We want his company. His company.
But he controls the company.
I mean,
he controls the company.
Said, I control my Twitter. Somebody else handles it.
Well, you know what? You know what? Enjoy your time off, sir. I hope this movie brings you and fulfills you much success. Much success.
Yes. Space Jam.
You know what I mean?
He got to walk in Michael's shoes. He got to do a Space Jam movie.
I think they're going to make a movie about Allie Smith.
He got to go back and dig up Bugs Bunny so he can make a movie called Space Jam.
It's called Be Like Mike.
For real, it's funny how easily LeBron supporters just go off and say that you're doing everything that they're doing. It's so funny to me how LeBron, people that follow LeBron, you say one thing and you're hating. And it could be something that the man is actually doing. It could be something that the man himself actually put out there. You're hating because you're making mention. This whole show, we made mention of what everybody did. Russell Wilson, Alex Smith.
We made mention to what everybody did.
As soon as we made mention to what LeBron is doing, the word hate comes out. Come on, man. We got to stop that. We got to stop that.
Hey, I'll wear that battle.
You hate, period, Mr. 57. That's just who you are.
I'm so glad we ain't got to worry about him this championship year.
I said, don't nobody else admit it. Me too admitted. So it's all good. I'm not hating because of what I said. What he did was strategic, which is good. I ain't saying nothing. I just wanted to make it clear. I don't know. Because people got to say, hey, don't hate. Because people got to say, if you don't fit, don't wear it. You did switch up real fast when it came to the Redskins.
You did kind of switch up real fast with it.
There you go. There y'all go again. I'm not going to even. It's making it straight. I don't hate the Cowboys.
I just don't, when I wave at them, I don't use all my fingers.
I'm cool with it. Yeah, y'all can joke. I'm cool with it.
Hold up. Kirby, what did you just say?
I said, I don't even hate the Cowboys, but when I wave at them, I don't use all my fingers.
How many fingers do you use the wave? I mean, I hate the Cowboys.
I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Steelers. I hate the 49ers. I hate everybody that ain't walking.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you, Gail. If you ain't a Steeler, I don't hate nobody. I just might not care too much for you, but I don't hate you. Hey, Ted, when was the last time one of your teams won a championship in anything?
One of my teams won something?
Yeah.
I don't know between the Sox or the Cubs or, you know, in the midst,
the
Cubs or the Sox, man. We got two baseball teams, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I know they do, bro. You went reaching,
check us
man.
Up.
Yeah,
huh?
Okay.
Well, when the last time Pittsburgh won?
Hey,
up?
Kel. Kel.
When the last time
Pittsburgh won? Excuse me, Kel. But there's a line right out the door there that's like 37 female massage painter. You know, the rumor was that you hit the lottery, and there's 37 of them out there want a job. For...
Well, that's good. I need let's see, 37 times two, that's what, 74? I need 74 different pair of hands feeling on this voluptuous body of mine. So I can play Deshaun Watson for a day, you know? Let me play Deshaun Watson. Hey, listen, you got to tell
y'all,
me, man. Part of the job is massaging my lady. So if they coming for both of us, we all good. My boo need a massage too.
I know I should have went to work tonight at Chippendale.
Come on, Kirby. Leave some people alone.
Kirby
going to Chippendale, man. Come on, Kirby.
Kirby. Atlanta. Atlanta going to play for the Eastern Champ, going to play for the championship in the East against probably against the Bucks.
No.
And
That's what I'm saying.
All I'm saying is Nash has been pulling trick after trick out from under his hat. So don't be surprised if Nash you go to that bench and pull another trick out. Well, he couldn't do it last night.
Well, I mean, last night was a different story, bro.
You're right about that, but it just seems to me that Brooklyn needs all three of their superstars on the floor in order, or at least two of them and one other person exceptional.
I'm glad you cleaned that up.
In order for them to win. Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you cleaned that up. Yeah, because they've been winning with only two.
Kyrie has made me a believer. I never liked Kyrie, but this year
he's made
me a believer.
I told you I was giving business to talk about Shooter. Shooter was giving him business. I mean, Shooter can't put his candlestick to Kyrie.
He
can't touch Kyrie. Kyrie is that dude.
Look at the whole structure of the game.
Shooter did and does give Kyrie more of competition than anybody else that Kyrie goes up against. I'll give him that. But I wasn't never worried about Kyrie holding his own when it came to Schroeder. At the end of the series, I kind of knew that Kyrie was going to be the man. You know what I mean? And Kyrie was going. But Schroeder does play him better than anybody else does. I'll say that. Just like Tucker plays Durant. Tucker plays Durant better than anybody else plays Durant. You know? Exactly. And again, I'm going to say this, especially when the referees allow him to do what he do. Durant can't do anything. Durant can't do anything.
But Durant is a superstar, so he can get the majority of the calls. He normally gets the majority of the calls. So, I mean, just because they didn't fall his way that game, we can't say that because that was just one game.
Well, no, if you heard me, all I was saying was that they won.
That was just one game against Scooter. They didn't like they played more games.
That one game.
That was only one game. So
you ain't
same thing.
You
don't
have to
in a seven-show. Go ahead.
In a seven-game series, Scooter would eat Kyrie up. It's our show, first of all. And secondly, everybody's opinion. Everyone's opinion means something. That's how you make a show.
I wonder if I'm singling me out, though. don't just single me out. Like, you know, because I'm going to come with this. I'm going to come back. This is hard.
You both
hey, look.
Huh?
Hey, look.
Wow.
All I got to say is this. Sometimes we just don't pick the winner, and I'm sorry.
or sometimes too much of 57 interjects in the show, and the next thing we know, it's arguments everywhere.
Breaking out everywhere.
Oh, come on, Ted. Come on, Kale. Just because Ted and Tree can't get along on the show ain't my fault. Hey, E.F. Hutton again. E.F. Hutton again. Somebody say something.
No, I'm reading.
Because your son is retarded.
That's a great
show. It's rolled up in one.
Hey, look, I'm going to make us laugh. I don't care what happens. I'm gonna make us laugh, and we're going to laugh at each other. We're going to love each other. We're going to disagree with each other. But that's what Kale Corner is all about. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Debo say the Clippers are the only team right now at full strength, and he right about that. Everybody else got one, two injuries on their roster, so he's definitely right about
that.
I don't know if that means the Clippers will be the last team standing or what, but I mean he right on point with that. But
ain't no wrong.
They got an injury.
What's wrong with Phoenix?
Yeah, there you go. Phoenix, the number one team out there.
He's some of the ones that's
and they balling. And they balling out of his mind.
Yeah, he is. But how much can we trust that? Seriously.
Chris Paul shoulder. Chris Paul shoulder.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Bud.
Well, I was just going to say this Chris Paul that we see, how he just really get to kind of facilitate and run the whole team, it works because first off, it's just him starting off with getting everybody involved. And they can't stop. We ain't seen nobody stop him from getting to that corner yet. Like that elbow shot that he loved, that he been nailing, and then he's shooting perfect from the line. Like he facilitating, and everybody around him is balling, so they just look good. He don't really got to do much. He just need to make sure he control the ship. And that's John Sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's true. He made that shot like Bruh said. He made that shot like five times in a row.
In a row. They could not stop it. You knew he was going there, and they couldn't do nothing with it. And that's been his shot since he's been in the league.
All right. Y'all. I hate to cut it short, but that's our time. That's our time. Go ahead, Ms. Tree. Say your piece, Mommy.
I want to thank all of you guys for joining us here at Kale's Corner. We love you guys, we respect you guys. And first and foremost, if I said to anyone today, I want to say I love you guys and I love you guys. But today, I love you today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Love and hug on anybody you see. Just give them a hug except you love them. We'll be here again on Thursday. Our number here is 563-999-3782. Love the one.
Hey, hey, hey. Mystery said it all. See y'all Thursday, man.
You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. I'm a woman taking up my time. Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket for fun. How? When you know that you never number two. Number one gonna be number one. I'll be good. I wish I could.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don, and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. A phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his ed. Killer with the V, I know killers in the street. With the steel to make you feel like chinchilla in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy shit. Trying to ask me shit. When my niggas feel your vest, they ain't gon' pass me shit. You should think about it, take a second. Matter of fact, you should take 4B and think before you fuck a little skateboard B.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. And if a nigga get an attitude, pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don, and I'm over best weed cause I got it going on. I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. I keep a blue flag hanging out my backside, but only on the left side. Yeah, that's the Crip side. Ain't no other way to play the game the way I play. I cut so much you thought I was a DJ. Two, one, yep, three. S, C, and double O, P, D, go double G. I can't fake it, just break it, and when I take it, see, I specialize in making all the girls get naked. So bring your friends, all of y'all come inside. We got a world premiere right here, not get live. So don't change the diesel, turn it up a little. I got a living room full of fine dime bristles, waiting on the pistol, the diesel, and the shizzle. G's to the biz act, now ladies, can we kiss her? When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.